Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Your worldview is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam Gilchrist, good morning. Have you ever tried plant-based eating? Did I ask you this yesterday? No.
No. As in veganism, basically.
Yeah, or vegetarian. I mean, I don't know. There's all kinds of... The horse is getting higher and higher. You know, you think you're doing okay as a vegetarian, or you think you're doing okay as a pescatarian, and then you're still evil, and then Seaspiracy.
You're still wearing leather sandals or something like that.
Well, that's the other thing. Here. My handbags are leather. Now what?
Well, yeah, that's it. Because, I mean, and often there's the thing, isn't there, that, well, you know, animals die anyway, so, well, you know, is it... It's a grey area, isn't it?
For me...
I know that people are against it in some ways.
Look, I'm cognizant as an omnivore. So I am very, very aware of... I'm very aware of the industrial complex of meat production that is what's killing us. And the idea of profiteering of that. So I do prefer things that are locally grown, organic. You know what I mean? I'm cognizant of that. Mm. Or you know...
Yeah.
But I maintain, and I will maintain for the rest of my life, herbivores don't get made with incisors, okay? It's just simple. Animals with incisors, including human beings, lions, bears, crocodiles, maybe not bears, have incisors. And that's for tearing through meat.
I think we're basically equipped to survive, which is a sort of slightly grim thing. But, you know, if the balloon goes up, if terrible things happen, like cockroaches... There are all sorts of things that we can eat and could eat that, generally speaking, we don't eat and wouldn't want to eat, but we could because we have the tools, hands, teeth, and a fairly stern stomach that can deal with all sorts of things and the rubbish sometimes that we eat. And sometimes you even look at a fast food thing and think, you know, I wouldn't choose that, and yet here it is, I've chosen it.
Right.
I just think we're equipped, aren't we, to eat anything. However, we can develop beyond that, can't we? And we're not catching wildebeest on the plane anymore. We are going down the supermarket. So, yeah, we've just had a town here that's just decided to go completely vegan.
Wow.
It's called Haywards Heath in Sussex. So, in other words, all council-operated things, schools and hospitals included, will only have vegan food. And this is in a very conservative, with a small C, right wing with a small R, kind of don't change anything kind of part of the world, and yet they are going totally vegan. I see how it works. Wow.
I would move. You know, not because I don't believe in what they're saying, but you don't get to make that decision for me. Do you know what I'm saying?
You don't get to force
me into that. Anyway. So maybe we should talk about your stories for a change. I apologize. What happened in Afghanistan? It's almost a year, hey? It's more than a year.
It is a year, basically, since the Taliban takeover. Yeah, correct. And in fact, given that all the oppressions and repressions and the clampdown and the beatings and the disappearances and the awfulness of the Taliban takeover, that actually, overall, security has been relatively okay up to a point. Now, suddenly, out of the blue, well, sort of out of the blue, we've had a bomb in a mosque in Kabul, in the capital of Afghanistan, and we know 21 people have been killed, 33 people injured. That number may well go up, but this all happened during evening prayers. Evening prayers at a mosque, I mean, it's absolutely done knowingly, isn't it? And although the Taliban say that they're now hunting the perpetrators and nobody has claimed responsibility, the finger is at this stage pointing, without any evidence, to Islamic State. And when you have Taliban versus Islamic State, it kind of does your head in, doesn't it, about who we need to be supporting. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, indeed. And then COVID mind games, research on the mental effect of COVID-19. Oh, no.
Yeah, this from University of Oxford, although they've sort of based a lot of their models on American patients. In fact, they looked at 14 different mental disorders in a million patients or so, 2 years on from the worst of the pandemic. So what has the pandemic done? Has it done anything in all sorts of ways to our mental health? And their study concludes no increased anxiety or depression. So COVID is not responsible for that. But they did say that there are some things that are far more common as a result of people having caught COVID, more heightened in some cases, epilepsy, for instance, strokes, dementia, and good old-fashioned brain fog. So even if you're completely healthy, you can get that kind of mental freeze. I think don't think we're just talking about the I've walked into the kitchen, what have I come in here for kind of thing, although maybe that's a part of it. I mean, they're looking at long COVID in their definition, which means 2 years. You kind of wonder, what about 5 years or 10 years from now? But, yeah, there are some things we can definitely blame on COVID, including losing a little bit of our memory.
Indeed, it's definitely, anecdotally, we speak to a lot of people with long COVID, and it's that seems to be the case already. Who's telling us to drink more alcohol? Japan? Look, Japan is the last. No. Do you know how heavily they binge drink?
Well, it is known, isn't it? Yes, the idea that if you're going to drink, you go for it, and if you're not going to drink, you don't touch it. And that sort of, what is it, yin and yang, I suppose? Well, wrong culture. Anyway, Japan has got a current drive by the National Tax Agency. This will tell you exactly where they're coming from on this, encouraging young adults to get drinking in the interests of the national economy. What they're saying is that the younger generation are drinking far less than their parents, including stuff like sake and Japanese beer and etc. And it's hitting the tax revenues. So please, young people, they're saying, sake viva is one of the campaign slogans. Long live sake. Although, of course, I speak to you from the land of cirrhosis and all sorts of other alcohol and binge drinking in the streets, yes. And there's pictures of young people vomiting on holiday in Tenerife or wherever.
Especially on a booze cruise. Yeah.
It's like you've got to be a bit careful with this, Japan. You know, encouraging people to go. Anyway, I might have to go and have a pint of warm beer in the interest of the UK national economy a little bit later.
We'll do the same for the Western Cape economy and grab ourselves a little bit of vino. All righty. Thank you so much, Mr. Adam Gilchrist. Happy Friday to you is the thing I haven't said to you. Have a wonderful weekend. Ciao.
You too.